Wisconsin corn farmers and ethanol producers are expressing concerns about a Trump administration plan that was supposed to boost ethanol demand.
However, changes from the EPA and the Department of Energy have thrown the program into question and have left many Wisconsinites in that industry frustrated with what they say is a lack of follow-through.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in La Crosse. Hope, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take this a step at a time, Hope. There's this updated renewable fuel standard program. What was this supposed to accomplish?
Right. So the renewable fuel standard is the standard that requires U.S. fuel to contain a minimum volume of renewable fuel, like ethanol made from corn. So the EPA sets annual volume standards for how much of that renewable fuel has to be mixed in. And so early on in October, the Trump administration announced that they would be making changes to these volume standards to respond to concerns from the ethanol industry and from farmers that say that kind of an increased number of waivers that the EPA has been issuing to small refineries to exempt them from these standards has driven down demand for ethanol.
Right. So if I'm a refiner, I can say, hey, EPA, I can't afford to put ethanol in here. And potentially they could say, OK, you're fine. You don't have to use the ethanol. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So these exemptions are for small refineries that are meant to kind of address any sort of cost burden.
So for farmers and producers, it sounds like they were worried that that was happening often enough that it's actually there's not enough people using the ethanol that they're producing.
Right. So we know that many ethanol plants in the state have reported that they're operating under their capacity because they're saying there just isn't demand for ethanol because of the number of waivers the EPA has issued.
Now, the EPA, as you said it earlier in October, had said, OK, yeah, we'll fix this. We'll adjust the demand based on these exemptions. What did we see more recently?
Right. So this week, the EPA came out and released their proposal for addressing this issue. And, you know, they said that instead of calculating how much fuel will be exempt in, you know, to kind of account for these volume standards to, you know, raise the volume standards to make up for that exempted fuel, they said that they were going to base that on the recommended number of waivers that from the Department of Energy. They recommend how many waivers that EPA should give out, you know, each year. And so the EPA says they are going to calculate this based on the Department of Energy's recommendation. But the ethanol industry points out the problem with that logic is that the EPA has not been did not follow the Department of Energy's recommendation. So the two don't really match up. And they're saying that it's not going to make up for these waivers fully, that it doesn't go all the way.
Talking to Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter in La Crosse. We're talking about ethanol, the Trump administration, and Wisconsin farmers. The EPA seems to have shifted course on their plans for requiring X amount of ethanol in the fuel that gets produced in the nation. Now, Hope, you talked to a number of people in corn growing and ethanol production industries. Tell us about some of the reactions and responses you heard.
Yeah, there was a lot of frustration with the EPA from ethanol producers and corn farmers that I talked to. And, you know, it's interesting, the one farmer that I talked to, the president of the the State Corn Growers Association, rather, you know, he said there's just really this feeling among farmers that, you know, these promises that are coming out from the EPA to address this issue, that there's skepticism there, that they're not going to believe that they're going to try to address this issue until they actually see it happen. And it's interesting, though, when talking to an ethanol plant in the state, the CEO of an ethanol plant, you know, he said his frustration is really with the EPA and not following what he considered were the directions of President Donald Trump. But that frustration didn't quite extend to President Trump himself, feeling that the problem was really the EPA not following that direction.
Now, Hope, when we hear about ethanol, I think a lot of people think about Iowa, and there's some politics there we'll get into, I think, in a minute. How big a deal is ethanol production here in Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin is a Midwest state, and so, you know, we definitely grow a lot of corn here. While a lot of our corn goes to feeding livestock in the state, we do have a number of ethanol plants in the state that is producing that. And so, you know, by not by having those ethanol plants not operating at capacity, that lowers the demand for corn in that region and can hurt prices and hurt farmers.
What are the hopes you're hearing from the corn growers and ethanol producers for how all this shakes out?
So the kind of the consensus among this industry is that, you know, they just really want the EPA to base this on the actual number of waivers, the actual number of exempted gallons that they have put in place and really try to make up for this lost demand that they've seen over the last few years. And so, you know, they're just, you know, really calling on the administration to take this action. And so, you know, they're kind of waiting and seeing what the response will be. There's going to be a public hearing and a 30-day public comment period starting at the end of October, and people will be able to weigh in on this proposed change to the standard.
Now, ethanol requirements have been controversial over the decades. You touched briefly on this in your piece. Can you talk a little bit about the politics of ethanol, given Iowa's role as the first state to get the primary season going?
Well, I think there is a sense that the ethanol industry and farmers want to see this issue addressed, you know, especially before the next election. The CEO of an ethanol plant that I talked with said, you know, he thinks the Trump administration knows that they need to make this right before we get to the 2020 election.
I know you mentioned that public hearing. What else is out there on the timeline for any kind of final decision on this, Hope?
Well, the EPA says they are planning to take action on this by the end of the year. And I think there is a sense that they want to move on this as quickly as possible.
We'll leave it there. Hope, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter based in La Crosse, talking about confusion over ethanol subsidies or ethanol demand requirements, frustrations from corn farmers and ethanol producers with the Trump administration's EPA. Farmers and producers say there's a lack of follow-through on a plan aimed at boosting ethanol demand. And we want to hear from you if you are an ethanol producer yourself or if you work in corn farming. Are you keeping tabs on this issue? Is this something that you are watching for? Do you plan to testify in public hearings before the EPA? A few ways you can reach us. You can email us ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us a message via the Ideas Network Facebook page. Is this ethanol demand story part of your reality, part of your personal economy? Or are you opposed to the idea of subsidizing or requiring the ethanol be added to fuel? Again, tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org. And don't forget, episode 2 of WPR's podcast Derailed comes online. Came online yesterday, actually, if you've been following that.
Right. It's a great look at how the issue of high-speed rail in Wisconsin has played out over several decades. Episode 1 looked at where it started under Governor Tommy Thompson. And this current episode, episode 2, is about the Obama stimulus package, the money that came to Wisconsin earmarked for high-speed rail, and what happened to that money. It's a really great look. WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson and Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden have done a really great job of reporting on that. Again, that's Derailed, the WPR podcast. You can get that at WPR.org/derailed or wherever you pick up your podcasts.
And we'd love to hear your responses as you listen along to Derailed. Are you glad high-speed rail plans were, in fact, derailed? Or do you wish we had them in place now, that connection that ultimately would have connected Milwaukee to Madison and then the cities to the Twin Cities, Chicago, and beyond? Give us your reactions. Check it out at WPR.org/derailed. And then tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org.